Daisha Today with Damien Tiernan on WLR.
With AirGrid, trusted experts delivering a low-carbon energy future. Visit airgrid.ie. Daisha Today,
WLR. 083 333 975. As I say, a lot of people texting in about the issues relating to parking and estates and different matters. I'll come back to those in a little while. Other people texting about different matters relating to politics. Again, I will come back to that. Rebecca is in studio. Rebecca Meehan, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Actually, come in just a little bit there, yeah, towards the mic there. What happened on Friday?
So on Friday at 3:07, I got an email from St. John's Special School to offer Jay his place for September 2025. So yeah, absolutely elated and relieved.
Who is Jay?
As I said before, Jay's the most wonderful little boy, and he's 5-year-old pre-verbal autistic child, and he requires a special school education for September 2025. And I've been tirelessly campaigning since the 23rd of January, so on Friday it would have been 107 days of campaigning day and night to get him into St. John's. And thankfully I have a happy little boy and I want him to stay that way, and he needs a life skill based education, and that's exactly what he's going to get now.
What is St. John's Special School?
St. John's Special School is the only special school that's in Dungarvan, and it caters for children with mild to moderate and severe to profound disabilities. It's not just for autism, it's for additional needs as a whole. It's a fantastic school, and it has 73 kids in there at the moment. So as of September now, there is increased capacity of 2 modulars that was campaigned for tirelessly by the community in Dungarvan and further afield. And thankfully that they're going to be able to accommodate these children for their education for September 2025.
For people of an older generation like myself, a modular building it's a prefab. We used to call them prefabs in the past, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, a modular building is a prefab, but this would be a state-of-the-art modular building that is bigger even in size to accommodate children and to suit their needs.
Yeah, and when I say prefab, I mean in the sense that it's a building, or two modular rooms are going to basically be put on to, or as part of the connection between the school behind. But they've increased in quality since I was going to school. I remember being in a prefab in 1 year in primary school, and it was cold and drafty. So these are really good modular rooms.
Oh, they are, yeah. I mean, they're fit for purpose, and yeah, they'll be perfect for the children to be able to use. They'll have heating, things like that. It's not like when I was in secondary school, it was the same thing. You'd be allowed to wear your coat out there, but it's definitely a lot different now, thank God.
Tell me, how do you feel about it all?
I feel absolutely delighted, and I feel like everything was completely worthwhile for Jay and for the other children that have gotten in. Obviously, you're always going to be a bit disheartened because there's always a child that isn't after getting in, or that isn't going to get into their appropriate education. And I suppose coming on this journey and having Jay has taught me so much about myself, but also taught me so much about life and what it means. And I really think that there needs to be a permanent change in education as a whole, all over the country, in terms of admissions policies, in terms of children accessing their educations. Like, lottery systems are just absolutely insane. So, I mean, I'm going to continue my work. I'm the Waterford rep for the Equality in Education for All campaign, and I will be in Dublin on the 7th of June for our next protest, because I will be standing with those parents who stood with me, and I'm invested now. When you look into the face of a child with an additional need and you understand that their whole life and the whole trajectory of their development can change with the appropriate education, you know that it's crucial for them.
Talk to me about the joy at home at the weekend, relief as well, your husband, the family, the extended family.
Absolute overjoyed, tears. I actually came out from collecting my daughter from school, and I heard the email ping, and like, I'm just like checking every second of every day because I'm obviously consumed by the school situation. And when I looked at the email and saw it, I literally burst into tears, and Jay was sitting in the back, and Alexa goes, "Oh, I want to tell Daddy." And then when we rang Daddy, obviously first, she goes, "Jay got in, he's not a number anymore." Like, she's 7 years of age, and she goes, And then she goes, but mom's crying a lot, dad. And my daughter was collecting her from secondary school. She was in town with her friends. They all came running over to the car. Even the teenagers are invested in this. And they were like, oh my God, well done and all this, you know. And it's just sheer like relief, you know, because he means the world to us, you know. And we wrap our whole world around his needs. And we are really happy with him as a child and who we have. Like, I wouldn't change him for the world. And I suppose that's the important thing. Like, I don't want it to be surrounded with negativity or sadness or fight. I want it to be enjoying him and respecting him for who he is and just allowing him to live his life to the fullest, you know.
Thanks for coming down from Dungarvan or up from Dungarvan to be with us this morning. You rang me on Friday. I was on Bunman Beach with my partner, Sarah, and she says hello to you and wants to wish you the very best.
Torturing her.
I was in your house originally. And again, I suppose we helped start this, start the fire, you could call it. And I saw your house, and your house has been modified and done in such a way specifically for Jay. Because people might think, you know, there's been a lot of education of people on this story and journey. From last September, October, people started coming on the programme, Jennifer, Melissa, others, we had Connor with different people, yourself then earlier in the year. And, you know, I think it's helped educate a lot of people.
It has. It really has, you know, and it's important, as I said, that those small accommodations and supports are in place for children everywhere in society. And I suppose it all boils down to the environments we place them in. And that's why that appropriate education is so crucial. And there is so many people stepping forward now. And as I said before and previously, Jay got his place in St. John's justly, fairly, legally. And I'd like to point that out. Jay did not impact anyone else's place in St. John's. And I would encourage any parent that is fighting for a place for their child to access their constitutional right, because they have rights.
And again, we don't know. We haven't been in touch with the school. The school have been talking to us previously, and I want to say hello to everybody in the school. They're trying their best under difficult circumstances. But how did it happen that you've got the place now? Do we know?
Well, I suppose in terms of Jay himself, I've obviously gone to the High Court with this. So it was in the High Court last week.
So just explain that to us. What did you do?
So I had to furnish, I've been working on it since January. So obviously until you get your final rejection that your child definitely doesn't have a place. So everyone has to accept their places and everyone has to, you know, it has to be a case of, right, this is their final place on that waiting list, like it would have been in January before the increased capacity. So on the last day of the places being given out, where I was told Jay's, listen, he doesn't have a place for this year, that's when I will say pull the trigger for all the world on that High Court. So basically, Jay, there was five children in the first mentions in the High Court. To go forward, there's many more, 10 per week I think is going in now, and Jay was one of those first. He was actually the second case.
And is that solicitor a local or a national solicitor helping out?
That's Healy Law in Dublin. Okay. Niamh is her name, and she is absolutely phenomenal in any sense of the word, whether it's assessment of needs that you're after, trying to access that right, or whether it's a child's right to an education, but you need to make sure that all of your reports for your child are up to date and that everything is in a row. I mean, I had every newspaper article I had, and not that they even count for anything, to be honest with you, it's just to add to it, but I had every email correspondence, every conversation since this has started on the 23rd of January. I have documented every single moment of this, and I think that really helps to have all your information. And of course, obviously, I have all Jay's reports and everything correct. And I mean, it's a child's legal right, so you need to access that for your child. If you have to, you shouldn't have to do it that way, but if you do, you'll go to the ends of the earth for your child, you know.
And you want to thank people that have helped you.
Oh, I have so many people to thank. And obviously, after my husband and my immediate family, you were the first person I called, because you broke this story for us and you did it with such compassion and dignity for my son. And you said, you told the story in such a way that respected him. And I can't thank you enough. I can't thank WLR enough. Mm-hmm. And I have so many people to thank over the coming weeks, and I will make sure I get to each and every one of them. I appreciate everybody. I want to thank the community of Dungarvan. Every single person who sent me a message, every single person who reached out to contact me, every single person who stood with me, marched, walked the streets, walked the towns, put up posters, all of the papers, all of the media in general were absolutely so kind and so invested in not only Jay but the other children. I also want to thank John Cummins. Last Friday rang me, and he has done an awful lot of work on this, and in terms of him being in the planning area now and in that role, I think he's probably worked more on the school situation with the pressure. But I have been dealing with him since 2022, and I can't say enough. Conor McGuinness is absolutely has been crucial in highlighting this in the Dáil and getting the story and the narrative for the community out there, and I know he will continue to fight for any child. And also Mary Lou McDonald actually randomly rang me on Friday evening and had heard the news and rang me to congratulate me, and she said she'll meet me on the 7th at the next rally, and she's fully invested as well in the children's education.
And again, anybody you haven't mentioned, you will mention and get back to people over the next few weeks.
100%,
and yeah. Well done to everybody concerned, as I say. And you said this right at the start, it's not the school's fault, it's just the lack of so many different things, lack of places nationally, lack of places locally. But can I just ask you, do you think being granted a place, and again we don't know what's happened behind the scenes, if other people have pulled out or whatever the case may be, but up until last week you still didn't have a place?
Yeah.
So then Jay's name and your name goes forward as representing him in a High Court case, which is put into the High Court, is the phrase.
Mm-hmm.
So from that then, last Friday, you get a call. I'm not saying, and we can't say if they're connected, but it's interesting that once the High Court papers were lodged, a couple of days later, Jay got a place.
Well, there was conversations from the department and ongoing negotiations with my solicitor throughout. So they didn't, I'd say they didn't really want to be hearing Jay's name anymore, to be honest, either. And I'm not saying that had any bearing on it, but I'd say they wanted rid of me fast. And also, I think the High Court is like definitely had a bearing on this in my viewpoint. And the thing is, the High Court isn't over, because I need to ensure now, I had an option with my solicitor to ensure that either Jay gets in, whether the modulars are there or not in September, or an option that you fight that the modulars will be there in September. So I'm going to continue that, because it's nothing against any schools, departments of education, nobody. Absolutely. This is, I have one person to answer to, and he's 5 years old.
Mm.
And that's who I have to answer to. And I need to make sure he doesn't miss a day of his education. And I'm going to make sure that I bring anyone else that has been lucky enough to access their education there with me. So,
because all through this, this started off, as you say, when I did the interview with you and we talked about the lottery system. In other words, a Garda superintendent went in, oversaw the picking of names, and your son Jay's name may well have been last or second last on that. Some people pull out, some people get places elsewhere. So, but the coincidence, the fact that you lodged the High Court papers last week and then Jay is offered a place last Friday, we don't know the background to that, but it is a big coincidence.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, the relief that I feel, I'm just going to have to run with this. Like, I'm taking the positivity from it,
yeah,
and I'm taking the relief from it. But I mean,
like, where did the place come from? We don't know where the place came from.
Yeah.
And we'll see if the school come up with that, because they can't just create places. They can't concoct a place. It has to be there. Somebody.
Well, you see, legally under Section 37A, you can create a place for a child. You can actually get them legally put into a school.
Yeah.
Whether the space is available physically or not.
That's the problem. That's the thing that we had from the
yeah,
conundrum,
mm-hmm,
that you and everybody involved in this has had from the very start, that there is the constitutional legal right, but there's the practicalities of, well, yeah, we're giving them a space, but we don't know where we're going to put him or her.
Yeah.
Now, the big thing is the modular buildings are not yet in place.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guaranteed, are we, the community, guaranteed that they will definitely be there by the 30th of August?
I have no guarantee of that yet, and that's why I'll continue with my fight in a legal way to ensure that that happens for not just my son but the other children as well, because it has to happen. They have to go into school in September. I mean, there's children there that aren't Jay's age and they're a lot older and they need to access their education. It would be detrimental for their mental health if they don't do so. And again, this is pressure on the department to fulfil the promise that they have made with those two modulars. The school can only do so much. They have accepted now and taken on this capacity, and we need now the teachers, the SNEs and the modulars in situ for September.
So there's no guarantee. We've heard from the government saying it will happen. We've heard from the schools saying, yeah, they're putting in place. But it's not just a case of plonking a modular building down. You have to have the way it's done. You have to have, I suppose, air conditioning, you've heating, you've plumbing, you've all those different things.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables in the air still, and that's the thing. I mean, the relief of the place is fantastic that it's there now and that he has it and that the other kids have it. But again, the modulars is the next goal to aim for. And I really hope that the other parents that have gotten the children places will also back me on this and continue to fight this as well. And it's not even a school thing. It's, you know, the department needs to answer up now.
And I think, is it 6 to 8 students, pupils in each module or something like that?
It depends on, I suppose, if it's mild to moderate or severe to
prevent. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we're looking at least 10 maybe between the two, maybe
oh,
more.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, more.
Yeah,
I'd say.
Maybe
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
So if the modulars are not in place by the 1st of September, all of those people would be affected?
100%, yeah.
Mm. Finally, if you wouldn't mind, Rebecca, for now, what would you have to say to any parents that are out there? Because, again, some people might say, how did Rebecca do it? How did the other parents do it? Because you have to remain focused. Like, what would you have to say after what you've learned in the last 6 months?
You just have to be resilient and you have to just be laser focused. I mean, I'll be honest, the last few months have been absolutely horrendous for me, and privately and my own family and at home. The closest to me know exactly what I've gone through, and I've gone through criticisms, I've gone through people's opinions and about my child and where he should and where he shouldn't go. And when you put yourself out there publicly, you're open to that. So I'm open to that, but I absolutely will fight on my back for that child. And I think that what I have to say to parents and to people is, like, people's opinions of me don't bother me. Just don't mention my son ever, 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 ever. Don't make that mistake. And if someone's going to tell me no about that in my life compared to me, I will just say, yeah, grand, like, it's not a big deal. But I'll never accept no when it comes to Jay.
And it was very tough the last few months, was it?
Yeah, it was horrific. Absolutely horrific. I mean, people's criticism of me as a person and listening to people's opinions of me to say that, you know, they probably don't want her in there. She's too forceful and she's this and she's that. I've children in education with 13 years. I've never once went over the threshold of a school with a complaint or even with a worry. If I can handle something amicably, I will. I was left with no other choice here, and I absolutely do not care what anybody thinks of me. I am very comfortable to be disliked, as long as I can look into his little blue eyes and say to myself, yeah, you have it.
Do you have any regrets?
No, I don't. I don't have any regrets. I'd do it all over again.
Yeah.
Absolutely, every bit of it. And I probably will in the next few years, because when he gets to 18, there'll have to be something appropriate in Dungarvan.
That's the other thing. I was talking to a doctor recently, and he has a relative who is autistic and is in his late 20s now. And then that's another issue,
mm-hmm.
is
it's huge.
The lack of employment and lack of integrated services for children as they become adults.
Yeah, through this, I've met a lot of autistic individuals that are adults and in the community, and even coming out of secondary school now at the moment, even in Dungarvan locally, I've met some lovely people. And there's huge issues in terms of there's people at home with capabilities that aren't able to use them, either due to social anxiety or, you know, excluding themselves from society because of certain supports that aren't in place. And that needs to be in place. And I mean, there needs to be psychiatry available for any adult that need, with an additional need, no matter how high functioning. My child's quite, like, different, you know. He's obviously going to a special school, so he wouldn't be as high functioning as other people, but I do see adults and you might see them and they're in school till they're 18, and then it's like, where are they? I have friends now that have children that don't leave their homes, and adults that don't leave their homes because they're not comfortable. And it's horrific, because they deserve that respect. You know, that's inclusion in society, is having those supports available, those wraparound services, assisted living, and giving someone the option to be in society or to do something, is what I'm saying. Like, not everyone's going to want to, but that option should be available for people.
Yeah, it should. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Not at all.
Really, really appreciate it.
Well done.
Thanks.
As you say, you have to put up a force shield around yourself. People will have different views. You have to remain focused. And that's tough, because it can, and it's not something, like, you're not in a political party. It's not something you're used to.
100%.
You're
yeah.
just an ordinary parent, just like other parents
exactly.
that would have gone through different things.
Yeah.
You're forced into a situation that mm-hmm. is not of your making.
No, not of my making at
all.
And
people react to it in different ways. They'll do different things and whatever.
Yeah, and look, I appreciate absolutely everyone's opinion, but I'll be honest with you, anyone who reached out to me and said, oh, does he really need to be there? Straight away in my mind, I dismiss that person. And I don't, like, anyone who doubted this, I never doubted for one second that he was getting into that school. Yeah. And anyone who doubted it, they just fueled me. So yeah. Thanks for that, because... they just fueled me.
Yeah, but
more.
Also in campaigns, then people will have different views, different opinions, different personalities. So people will bounce off each other in different ways, you know.
Of course, and that's one thing as well. I mean, I have absolute, the utmost respect. Anyone even that I would have had a disagreement with, we might have had different viewpoints. I have absolute ultimate respect for any parent with a child with an additional need, because it is not an easy life. It is not an easy road for anyone. It's a very rewarding one. And people do have different viewpoints, and the thing is, you can respect someone's opinion and their viewpoint and be civil, and you can move on with your day. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well done to you, your husband, the family, and everybody, as I say, involved. And special mention to Jay. And
yeah. Happy little boy now.
I'm so happy for you, Rebecca.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Damien.